Go Cast Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the About Last Night show. I was laughing in the beginning because me and Adam both did the air drum at the exact same time.
Would that be your instrument if you were in a band? Or an air band.
an air band? I don't know.
There are people that are in bands where they don't play actual instruments.
I used to play drums.
Did you really?
I took lessons when I was a kid, but then when they told me, like, yeah, you got to do stuff with your feet, too, that on pedals that you reach. Wait, I'm sorry. Dwarf, reach pedals. This is not going to work out. This relationship is not going to be
good. They could have lowered the...
Well, that's the thing is I know dwarf drummers now. I just didn't have the commitment to it.
There are dwarf drummers?
Mini Kiss, bro.
What?
You've never seen Mini Kiss?
What? Well, I think Dick just got his first clip to pull up.
Yeah, well,
Are you serious?
You don't know about Mini Kiss? Mini Kiss is a group of four dwarves.
Like the Mini Hershey Kisses.
No. They dress up as Kiss, Ace, Gene Simmons, all those
That's
guys.
Unbelievable.
Paul Stanley, Starchild.
Well, yes. I guess I just forgot who's playing my wedding and funeral.
It's great. They come on. They go, you want the best? You got half the best. Half the greatest band in the world.
That's hilarious.
Mini Kiss. It's great. And I've seen Mini Kiss multiple times. The guitar player and the bass player, they're not real. They just kind of hold the instruments and just kind of do whatever. But the drummer's real and the singer's real.
Wow.
And it's awesome. I saw them in Vegas.
Well, I think we should definitely find out where they're touring next and see if we can go interview the band.
I got to bring them up on stage. It was there we go. That's Mini Kiss, which on a podcast kind of defeats the purpose of looking at them because they're midgets, but whatever.
Yeah, but cool. just picture, you know.
And it's a packed house in there with Mini Kiss.
Now see, now listening to that, you could never tell that none of those guys don't have to stand on a stool to pee in a urinal. You would never guess that by listening to that band.
They got the dwarf drummer in the back.
That's incredible.
He's rocking it, man.
Speaking of music, I was just at a coffee shop and filled with holiday tunes already.
Yeah, it's December, dude.
And you know how I say, I was very PC right there in saying holiday tunes, but you know what? Let's be honest with ourselves. There was fucking Christmas music.
Oh,
and that's all it was.
And then the angry Jew comes out.
Let me tell you something. Hi, every coffee shop I walk into is Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Where's the Happy Hanukkah?
Oh, so you're oiled and burnt out for 8 days. That's not a real holiday.
Oh, we should start a Hanukkah versus Christmas war.
Well, we all know that the Christmas people would win that war.
Here's why you guys...
Jesus people are insane.
They are insane. They're absolutely insane. And I have no problem saying that because I know a couple very well, and they're fucking lunatics. But let me tell you this, and that's not going for all of them. Mm-hmm. Here's why I think, and I got in this conversation the other day with somebody, why I think Christmas has trumped Hanukkah as the go-to holiday.
Mm-hmm.
You've got a spokesman.
We do.
Santa Claus.
We do.
He's got a team. You have a fucking animal that would otherwise not be concerned with at all, anybody would give a shit about.
Reindeer.
The whole flying aspect, the fact that he sneaks into your house, which, by the way, if he wasn't dropping off presents, that shit would not be allowed.
Creepy as fuck.
Hey, I'm just going to slide into your fucking chimney and eat your cookies. Oh, yeah, that's no problem. Oh, and then no presents? Like, that's, by the way, that's a true sign of the American greed.
Yeah.
Like, that's the only reason that we're really like, yeah, sure, come on in.
Come on in.
Stranger.
Yeah, because you're going to leave us stuff.
Yeah.
Because if it was something completely different, just like, I sneak into your house, I eat your cookies.
And when I get the fuck out.
And when I mean cookies is a euphemism for vaginas. What? No.
Wow.
I don't like that.
Rapist Santa just sneaks in and goes down on women while they're sleeping?
I think that's called R. Kelly.
Whoa.
What's up? What's up?
Well, guess he's not coming on the podcast anytime soon. Shit, Brad. Eliminating rappers fucking joke at a time.
We just blew our chances with R. Kelly. Well, that sentence has been said a few times before. So you were in this coffee shop.
I'm just saying, you're
all the Christmas music.
But all kidding aside, it got me excited because the holidays are a great time of year. And
sure.
Speaking of holidays, you and I are going to be up in my hometown during the holidays.
We are.
A couple days before Christmas at the Parlor Live, which is my home club and quite honestly probably one of the top
Listen, clubs man, in the country. I said on the last podcast I was taking December off. I was fully confirmed to that, but then the parlor in Seattle calls up, and when the parlor calls you, you do it because it's a great gig, great show.
Also, I got a Seahawks ticket, so that was, you know.
That helped. Yeah. That helped. We'll be at the Seahawks against the 49ers game. Oh, yeah. What is that, December 23rd?
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll be at the club. You can see us December 20th through the 22nd if you're in the Seattle area at Parlor Live. It's me and Adam, so it'll be good. You can see us and come out and be like, "Do interrupting Tony Danza!" What? You know, just start.
I haven't done Tony Danza in probably 4 or 5 months in any of my sets.
On stage?
And that's 2-3 sets a night. I mean, yeah.
Oh, Seattle's got to come back. Wow. If you come out to the shows, yell it out.
If you come out to the show, I swear to God. Damn. I swear to God. Nah, fuck you, Brett.
I was talking at him. Nah, Tony Danza.
Well, you know what? That's what happens. I swear to God, I put on Judith Light's life. Say that 10 times fast. Judith Light's life. I swear to God, I will show up. I'll tell some stories. I'll talk about the good old days. Maybe I'll tell you my recipe for cinnamon twists. Holiday cinnamon twists.
Tony Danza's cinnamon twists.
Did you do shows this past weekend?
I didn't do shows. I did a live show, which was insane. I did the annual K-Rock Kevin and Bean Miss Double December contest.
Jesus.
Now, if you're from L.A., you've probably heard of this, but if you're not, let me fill you in on what they do. Kevin and Bean, they have a lot. They're the big morning show out here on K-Rock.
Oh, yeah.
I appear on their show a lot. They have a bunch of live events, comedy shows, huge, huge concerts. And they like to have a spokesman, a mascot, if you will. So rather than get just a boring radio personality, they have a contest every year to be essentially their mascot, which is the Miss Double December pageant. And if you want, if you're a woman and you want to be this person, you have to be qualified. You have to have...
Or if you're a man and you just, you know, really enjoy, you know...
You have to have double Ds. They measure. That is a requirement.
Jesus, do they really?
Yes, they do.
In front of everybody.
Absolutely. And they do a swimsuit portion, which is great radio.
Now, I can't... Now, and this might sound like a stupid question, but I don't feel like I've... I'm sure I have in my day seen some double D-size boobies. But I can't... I mean, that sounds to me just... too big.
No. How dare you, sir? Blasphemous, Adam Ray.
Trust me, and I said this, and like, I love boobs more than my family.
Are you trying
family,
to bang but... some B cup, and you're trying to make her feel better right now? Does she listen to this?
No.
Because by the way, I have a go-to line for that. I mean, it won't.
I sounds. I feel like I immediately think of like some picture I saw on the internet of somebody that sent me that was being like, look at these. Gigantic, you know,
right.
Like down to your
right,
belly
the
button
ones
type.
That like crush cans.
Yes,
type
the
stuff.
Can crushers.
Yeah. No, double D's are glorious. They're great. And how dare you speak ill of them? Listen, you can talk bad about my Denver Broncos. You can talk shit about the Angels. You can talk shit about midgets in general.
Wow.
Who gives a fuck about them?
Wow.
But how dare you, sir? Do not insult double D's on this About Last Night podcast.
Fair enough.
Okay.
Lesson
Sorry.
Learned.
Sorry, man. I get mad sometimes.
Hey, you know what, man?
So they have the and by the way, this happens at 5:30 in the morning to 10 o'clock in the morning, and it happens at a bar, it happens at the Slide Bar, our old sponsor is gonna try to get them back. And so the audience is there, it's about 300 people, and they're shit faced drunk at 7 AM.
Oh God.
What bad can happen in that?
By the way, that's the power of boobies right there.
Absolutely.
You come out like it could have been at 5 AM. People were not going to bed. Like,
oh no, there was a line. There's a line at 4 AM.
Isn't it crazy? There's a few things that will get lines like that. Boobies
and Black Friday.
Black Friday, yeah, and video games. Like, I was thinking of like when those games come out, Modern Warfare, and people are outside of Best Buy. I drive by, and I'm like, oh, there must be some Double D December contest. Nope, it's just, you know, Call of Duty 6.
Nope, just here's a gun. And by the way, the game is available the next day.
Yeah.
It's out there.
No, but you got to get it right then and there, Brad.
Get it right then and there. Got to be at 1 a.m.
So what's the audition process?
The audition process is I think they just sent in a little questionnaire where they say stuff like, if you were a porn star, what would your name be? And really simple stuff like that.
Maybe a picture, obviously.
Well, the multiple pictures. They do require that. And they do a talent competition. And
dear God, what is
that? Oh, my God. The talents were terrible.
Start talking.
See, and here's what I thought while watching, because these Miss Double December contestants, they are beautiful, but their talents were, one of them had double jointed arms and could kind of cross them a little weird.
That's not a talent. That's just a weird bodily function you were blessed with.
Yeah. That one of them did a cartwheel, one. Just one.
Let me tell you something. I can do one fucking cartwheel.
Right.
So, not impressed. Next.
And one of them jumped on a trampoline. She said she was going to juggle. She didn't juggle. No, she just threw the balls out into the audience and started jumping on the trampoline.
She got everybody excited about the idea of her on a trampoline.
Sure.
And then goes, maybe they'll see the bouncing jumbaluas.
Yeah.
Which is the first time I've referred to breasts as jumbaluas.
That's like,
go ahead and tweet me fucking hashtag that's the worst name for breasts ever.
Jumbaluas. All right.
Wow. You know what? I wanted to say jambalayas and I wanted to say jumbaloos.
Yeah, they just went in the middle. But see, here's what
I think they forgot about the juggling once they saw her bouncing, is what I'm saying.
Here's what I noticed with these talents is that this would be my only argument for me eventually getting married or having a serious girlfriend.
Wow.
Is that when you're married or have a serious girlfriend, you don't give a shit if a hot chick is jumping. Like, that doesn't impress you. Like, girls, you smile and nod to their bullshit schemes just because they're hot. Like, when they start talking about astrology or how they believe in ghosts or how they went to a palm reader.
Or Bigfoot. Let's just finish off the list of things that aren't real.
Yes, exactly. And you go, oh, yeah. Oh, definitely. Bigfoot. Right. You're not doing – you don't give two fucks about Bigfoot. You just want to see titties. That is it. So that – I mean –
up until a certain point.
Yeah. So that's why I think I need to get into a serious relationship, just so when a hot chick is at a bar and she starts telling me about how her dog is psychic and can tell the future and how I really need to invest in these dog collars that help him with this –
whoa.
Fuck that.
Yo, is that real, by the way? Please tell me.
Stoner Adam comes out.
Yeah. wait. So the dog can tell you when the pizza's going to get there?
When she's explaining that to me, I could say, oh, right. I have sex on a regular basis with a woman. I don't have to worry about this. So your schemes are bullshit. I can finally call her on it.
Jesus.
That's just something that blinds guys. But so we have the pageant. Miss Double December is crowned. Her name is Lux. You betcha.
Yeah.
And then is the after party, because it's already going on. It's 10 a.m. Time to keep drinking.
Jesus
right?
Christ.
I got pretty shit-faced.
So you opened a beer?
I opened a beer. Yeah. Have a shot of NyQuil. I'm gone. And here's what happened. My house, as you know, is across the street from the slide bar.
Yeah.
Walking distance. So people were starting to leave. And
by the
way,
that's two free plugs
you've
given to them.
Two free plugs for
Slide Bar. And you said they're not even our – they, hopefully they take this as a hint to fucking get back on board.
Yeah, no kidding. So I say, why end the party, guys? Let's go back to my place.
Great idea. Jesus
right?
Fucking half a shot Brad, and he's just all about making this night go.
I'm making it happen.
All night long.
So I invite people back to my house. It's going well. There's about 10 people here drinking and like just going nuts.
Sure.
But I had two drinks, so night's done at that point.
Yeah, you're done.
I passed out. In my own house with nine strangers.
After two fucking drinks. That's unbelievable.
With nine strangers in my house, which that could have been way worse than it was. I woke up a few hours later. The house is empty. Not like all my stuff.
And be honest, how many jars of pineapples were in your ass? After you woke up.
Only one. I shat a delicious fruit salad that night. It was good.
And served it the next day.
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Full brunch.
But here's the thing. So everyone's gone. So I'm going around the house making sure if anything's stolen or whatever, but everything looks in order. So I go, you know what? I pass out on the couch. I want to go to my bed and pass out.
Yeah.
I go up, open the door to my bedroom. There's a woman passed out in my bed. She is the only one left at the party. She has no other friends there. No, just in my bed. And I'm thinking, maybe Santa Claus does exist, and maybe this is the gift he left me in my room.
Oh, my God.
So, passed out in my bed. It was nice. I tried to wake her up, tried to be delicate with it, you know? Just yell her, wake up, whore! And
did that work?
It did, and she did.
Coincidentally is her alarm clock. So that You can program it on your phone.
She wakes up and does the very drunk hot girl move of, I just screamed at her, like, hey, you got to get up. And she goes,
what time is it?
What? No.
She goes, you were taller last night. Well, that's a great fucking story.
Yeah, so I eventually tried to negotiate. I thought, well, you're already kind of passed out. You're laying down on a bed.
Jesus.
There's certain steps that have to come after this.
You creepy bastard.
That didn't work.
Obviously.
I mean, I was shocked to find that when a woman wakes up after being passed out drunk and she sees a midget that she didn't know was there before, that she doesn't immediately want to fuck said midget.
You usually hop on the opportunity.
I was shocked by that.
Well, you know what? Maybe, you know, and who knows? Maybe she would have taken that as a sign of good luck. And speaking of good luck, two people had good luck as they won the $500 million, should I say, Powerball lottery.
Oh, that's right.
That was two people won it. So they're splitting
two
that
people.
Shit.
So that's $250 million each or whatever.
Well, I think after taxes is probably like $220 million.
By the way, I love the people that don't play the lottery that they're like, well, after taxes, it's only like $150 million, like, what can you do with that?
Oh yeah, dude.
I'm sorry, but that's the fuck you money that we talked about a few weeks ago.
Oh, yeah. Now, I brought this up at my shows in Vegas this weekend, and even if you don't buy a ticket, you see that number, you fantasize about what you would do, right?
Yeah.
And so I was, you know, polling the audience for, like, what things – and some guys were just like, oh, I'd buy a team or, you know, I'd buy some – you know, some strippers and dip them in chocolate or something.
Chocolate. Yeah. By the way, now available at Walmart during the Easter season.
Chocolate strippers.
Chocolate dip strippers.
But they taste like disappointed fathers. That's an easy joke.
That's just a funny line. I don't care. No one knows what disappointed fathers taste like. That was a great joke. Yeah, well played, Adam Ray.
But
that certainly made up for your jumbaloos or whatever the fuck you said earlier. Jumbaloobies.
Whatever. So, but then I look up what the odds are, and they're 1 in 176 million.
Wow.
For that $500 million, and I said this during my show. I go, you have to be realistic with yourself at some point. Like, I don't want to tell you that something's not possible and you shouldn't go after if that's your dream to, you know, but 1 in 176 million. Like my parents got divorced when I was 8.
Mm-hmm.
They don't talk anymore. Yeah. There's still a better chance of them getting back together and fucking on my childhood bed than there is me winning the Powerball at 1 in 176 million.
Well, sure, because if you drink enough Jack Daniels, that could happen. But if you drink enough Jack Daniels, you don't win the Powerball.
No, you don't. So you might think you do. And then go put a bunch of stuff on a Best Buy credit card. Next thing you know, you're in debt because you bought season 1 through 6 of Full House.
You act like that's a bad purchase.
No, I'm not. No, nothing about what I said was implying that was an important decision.
Okay. All right. Because, you already talk shit on boobs. On
which
large,
I feel
large
awful
titties.
About. I feel awful about that.
I was going to tell you this earlier. I have the best line for when a girl is like, I have small boobs. I have A's or B's. My go-to line is, but baby, I have dwarf hands. They look huge in my hands.
Wow.
I can just push those things together and wow.
Da-na-na-na.
I know. Then the girl's like, they will look big in his hands.
Wow.
It's the best.
Always works, huh?
And now I'm giving out my secrets. So,
dwarf secrets. You should write a little book called a coffee table book. There's so many great secrets. Coffee table books you could write, by the way. You know this. I think we've come up with 3 or 4 ideas on this show.
I think
wasn't
we
there one like the second episode we came up with one? I think it was like the fake dwarf stereotypes.
Yes. Yes. Yes, fake dwarf stereotypes, right?
I'm serious, man.
Dwarf secrets.
I'll help you write that.
Dwarf secrets, like
maybe that's what it is. Instead of stereotypes, dwarf secrets, because you know that way.
So
instead of stereotypes, I mean, you could they could kind of go in the same boat.
So like dwarf secrets, like when you walk into a 7-Eleven and you're actually doing the whistle while you work song, they give you free Hershey's.
Yeah,
that is a dwarf secret.
There's got to be a lot of things too, of like.
He did it!
And of course,
that's the code, gentlemen!
Yeah. Now, by the way, let me just ask you. Did you know that song before? Like, or did you...
embedded. You're... I swear, I never saw Snow White.
You never even
seen it?
To this day, I have not seen the Disney Snow White film all the way through. That is not a lie.
Oh, my God.
That is absolutely true.
It's just in your head.
I think it comes with you. I think if you go back to the sonogram that my mom got in the stomach, I think I'm just in there going.
Oh, my God. That's fucking unbelievable.
I'm just doing that. Uh-oh. What's this one?
Oh.
Oh, yeah. Here we go. Just whistle while you work. I feel like I should be doing something right now.
Where is our costume department?
I have a dish to clean. I have some diamonds to mine. I have a rainbow to create.
You have a line of dwarves to be marching in tune with.
I got shit to do.
Oh my God, that's unbelievable. Yo, that's the only Disney movie that features little people, right?
I believe so. Yeah, unless you.
No, what? Yo.
I think so.
Hey, yeah. Pixar.
What's this one? Oh, yeah. This is my jam.
Dad? Yeah.
This is my jam right here. This is my alarm clock. The other girl's is wake up, or mine's this one.
Somebody once told me instead of saying dig, 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 they were saying nig, nig, nig. And I was like, I definitely don't think that's right.
Well, wow. The stuff with Disney racism in movies, yeah, you might believe that, actually.
Hi-ho!
Oh, my God.
My people!
Hi-ho!
Here, pause it for a second, Dick. See... But Dick is our sound guy. Not calling some guy Dick. That's literally because, like, you know how they have those commercials that go Ricola.
Yeah,
that's what we do to let the other dwarves know that one of us is in trouble. That's our call to action.
Is hi ho
right there? So someone gets on a step.
Rat fell off a seesaw. Hi ho!
What? There's a puddle that's a foot and a half deep. Thanks for telling us, dwarf warning signal.
Hi ho!
Holy shit! It's 2 feet of snow in Wisconsin. Don't go there, everybody. Wendy's soda fountain is more than 5 feet high. Don't go there.
Oh man, oh my God.
Hi ho!
That's the warning signal.
That's incredible. That's what I'm saying, man. Dwarf secrets.
Dwarf secrets. Well, Disney.
And it's you inside of a pot of gold on the front of the cover, and you're just like,
all this could be yours.
I mean, you can even
learn the dwarf secrets.
But there's even things you can make up where it's like, if you're in certain places, like on, like if it's your birthday and you're at a baseball game and you see a dwarf, like something like, you know, and really specific.
And you see a dwarf, Mark McGuire shoots AIDS into your ass. he just does that.
Wow.
That's what happens. I mean, one of the secrets Disney kind of let out, because according to Disney, like one of the side effects of dwarfism are happiness, easily angered.
Serious?
Yeah.
This is for real.
Your allergies.
Are we playing What Will Adam Believe, or is this for real?
A doctorate.
Okay, now I know you're full of shit.
One of the other dwarfs. I did Happy, Grumpy, Sneezy, and I did.
Oh, okay, that's what you're doing.
Yeah, yeah. Sorry, I was trying to think of the other symptoms, but I couldn't do it.
Pixar. Why can't Pixar? That can be the next like sweet happy tale that they deliver. Is some sort of rags to riches. Mm-hmm. Short to tall, I don't know, some sort of, maybe, you know what, maybe it's like, maybe some, there was a little person that always wanted to be tall, and he's some almost like Big, where he gets a chance to be tall.
Oh, yeah?
And lives that life, but then all his dwarf people were like, you fucking left us, you traitor, like, and now, then he looks down on them, and he's like, now he's part of the tall people, and he's like, fuck you guys.
I like it.
And they're all like, wow, you changed, you just wanted to see what it was like, because maybe he was never appreciated, and he always was jealous of the tall people.
We can do this, man. And then he becomes a real movie.
And then he becomes You know, and then maybe somehow it gets taken away from him. He gets it for a day.
Or he's faced with some
obstacle that he can stay tall or go back to being small.
This is the classic Hollywood story. Like, he's doing, like, a bunch of cool stuff.
And his name is Jubaloobies.
Name is Jubaloobies. But then...
That's all I care about.
But then he tries to do something that he did when he was a dwarf. But now he can't do it anymore.
Yeah.
And now he's like starting to having regrets. Like, he parks in the handicap space and just assumes that he's not going to get towed.
Yeah.
Pops out and all of a sudden comes back, his car's gone. But wait, I'm not anymore.
Yeah. And also their
realization.
Right? Because at first he starts doing things and he's like, yeah, this is so much better being tall. But then also now he realizes like all the things he got used to that he missed about home and all that.
Sure.
Like that life that he knew before, now that he misses because...
Call the movie
and maybe he's a little awkward in this new body, so even like tall people are looking at him like, dude, fucking, you're like, they're treating him weird because he's not comfortable in that body. Because
like he's asking people to reach stuff for him when it's at his eye level.
Yeah,
he's like, can you reach that for me? He's like, Dick, it's right there.
Yeah,
I like it. And the name of the movie, Tall Tale. Wow. Oh, we got this. Call up Hollywood.
Hi ho.
There's a new movie out about
us? Don't you play it again. Stop it. Jesus. Do I need to be constantly reminded of what I jerk off to?
I think that's a good spot to take a break. We're going to take a quick break and hear about some other great shows right here on the GoCast Network. And we'll be right back with more about last night.
The GoCast Network.
GoCast listeners, I need your attention. Attention, attention. I love it. I hope you do too. I need everybody right now to help me out. A very good friend of mine, Amina Buck, the founder of the Don't Worry, Be Happy Cancer Foundation, has recently been struck herself. What a great woman she is. She's out there raising funds, helping kids, helping women, helping anybody that has cancer that cannot afford to pay their bills. They've helped so many people, and today we need to help her. If you go to dwbhshirts.com, that's dwbhshirts.com, buy a Don't Worry, Be Happy shirt. It's cool. It helps support the foundation. And now you can help my friend, Mina Buck. I'm a cancer survivor myself, and I want to help too. Help out. GoCast listeners, thank you.
Hey, what's up? This is Ben Morrison and...
The Greg Wilson.
For a Jew and a Mexican. And for the record, I'm the Jew.
And I'm the Mexican.
A Jew and a Mexican live Tuesdays between 3 and 4. You can actually watch... my entire future relationship history be destroyed live in front of your eyes.
It really is a lot of fun. You gotta tune in.
Welcome back to the About Last Night show.
Yo, and Jack Johnson, by the way, would do the soundtrack for Tall Tale.
Oh,
little people trying to dream to be bigger.
No. No.
Riding bikes and riding cars, walking through and riding.
Look up this song, Dick. There's a song by John Mayer called Bigger Than My Body.
Oh, yeah. Yo, and that's a great song.
And that would be perfect for Tall Tale, the story of the dwarf who was tall, realized it wasn't that great, and then tried to go back to being a dwarf again.
But doesn't Jack Johnson, I feel like that'd be like that. But that definitely, that vibe of like the montage of like the beginning of the movie where he's walking through looking at all the tall people and like looking up to them and being jealous. Walking through the streets of life, wishing you were taller and didn't have to drive clouds and make cookies or whatever, you know.
Yeah, exactly. That'd be perfect.
Well, we're going to have to write that.
Absolutely.
I need to mention something, Brad. Mm-hmm. I've talked about my nieces before.
Sure.
They're three and a half.
They're becoming minor celebrities on this podcast.
And hopefully it doesn't go to their heads because they're becoming smarter, more they're becoming people, man. And they're starting to say shit that is now actually like coherent and sentences. Last time I was home for Thanksgiving, I'm singing them to go to sleep, right? And I go, what songs do you want? And I'm going through and I'm like, do you want, Wheels on the Bus? No. Do you want Twinkle Twinkle? No. I'm like, fuck, do you want Free Bird? You know, I'm like, no. Like, what do you want out of me?
They're holding up lighters?
Yeah, Call Me Maybe. They eventually want this Barbie song called Get Your Sparkle On. So I learned part of the words for it and sang it. And anyway,
Get Your Sparkle On?
Yeah.
That sounds like something that strippers do right before they go to work. Like,
yes, exactly.
Get your sparkle on, girl.
Yeah. You don't think I thought about that? I'm like, this is a precursor to their future.
This is teaching girls to put glitter on the boobs.
Barbie is like basically training camp for whores. Is that safe to say? Anyway, so it's get your sparkle on, something about glitter and the fucking down, whatever. So I sing it over and over again. Mm-hmm. They finally fall asleep. Then I leave the room and I hear them, you know, they're young. They start waking up, the lights turn on, they're running amok. So I keep going back and forth. I close the door at one point and I'm like, you guys got to go to sleep. Like, go to bed right now. Like, no more kidding. Like, you know, mommy's tired. You guys got to go to bed. Mm-hmm. My sister was, you know, trying, you know, finally get some sleep. And
sure.
And I have my ear against the door and I hear one of my nieces go, Uncle Adam wants us to go to bed. I don't want to go sleep. One of them goes, let's cut him. Swear to God. And then the other one, swear to God.
Wait, cut him?
With a hard T, cut him.
Not let's go cuddle with Uncle Adam, but let's
cut him.
Let's cut him.
Let's cut him. The other one goes, yeah, let's cut him and eat him. I swear to God, let's cut him and eat him. And my face just fucking... As if somebody just told, like the moment when you found out Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen were two people on Full House,
right.
You know, that realization
of,
what, that's two people?
What?
Like, I was just incredibly like, you, what the fuck? What was that? I go to my sister, I go, why are your daughters talking about fucking eating my body before they go to bed? And she's like, I don't know, sometimes they watch True Blood with me. I was like, maybe you shouldn't have them in there when they're.
True Blood is not. A show for little girls. Twilight, okay. That's how you introduce them to the vampires. Not fucking...
Yeah, and let me just say, anytime you mention, I don't care how you are related to me in the family, if you mention cutting me and eating me, you're talking yourself out of birthday presents for the rest of your life.
Absolutely.
Cannibalism, I kind of draw the line there as far as like the whole,
sure.
You know, I love and support you.
Well, you were definitely going to give him that new, like, her first kitchen set, and I don't know, because God knows what she could do with that.
No, now I'm going to, you know, just give her that stripper pole and let her just... Let her just be like, you did this to yourself.
Yeah, exactly. You know what? You're mad at Uncle Adam? Uncle Adam's going to create a monster. Watch what's going to happen here. So,
Anyway, I mean, you know, that's it definitely made me think of, like, the whole kids say the darndest things. And I was like, I wonder if there was anything like that on the show when Cosby had it that they wouldn't air. But it was like, you know, so Brian, let me tell you, Brian's 5 years old. And Brian, what sound does a doggy make?
I want to kill my father.
Yeah.
Whoa, Brian, I said the doggy died to the next car, the goo goo goo.
I want to bathe in my father's blood.
Just something like that.
What do you like to eat for breakfast, Brian?
The liver of my father.
Oh, see? Like, there's got to be those kind of outtakes on...
I would hope so.
On Kids Say the Darndest Things bloopers.
Oh,
that's actually a great sketch.
There you go.
Which, by the way... So on the topic of Cosby, real quick, real quick tangent.
Sure.
You ever see Ghost Dad?
Of course I've seen Ghost Dad.
How the fuck did that movie get made? That's one of the most craziest premises.
That I haven't seen it in like...
Certain movies,
like,
I understand how they get
17
made.
17 years.
Goonies, yeah. Hey, five friends go on a journey to find a secret treasure.
And there's pirates involved.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Twilight, hey, how are you going to pitch Twilight? Hey, this is an overacted fantasy about werewolves and vampires who pretend they don't have AIDS. Right? Like, that's... Let's be honest. You suck blood that casually without getting tested.
Yeah.
But so... But Ghost Dad, I'm always like, Ghost Dad, I don't know, you know, I just...
Well, I mean, for anyone who hasn't seen it, what's the basic
it's
premise?
It's me as a dad, and then drive my car off a bridge, and then die and become a ghost, but I'm still a dad, Ghost Dad.
And he still goes back, and he still can...
And I think he's still a dad.
Father.
He's still...
And but, like, they can't see him, right?
I don't
think
so.
They can't see him, but they can, like, he can move stuff
around. But they can hear him, so he's just walking around going, go
do your homework.
What the fuck?
Oh, that's weird.
Sweet dreams.
What the fuck?
I think
pass the Cheerios.
because he can only move like light objects. He can't do anything major. Like imagine when they got older and Ghost Dad's still there.
Yeah.
So like when the guy's like, if you don't use a condom, it doesn't matter. You can't get pregnant the first time. You see the Trojan just slide over, like right next to the bed,
and he's kind of going goo 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 goo. As it's like slowly moving over.
Oh my God, these are. But your niece's are getting like crazy.
Yeah, I mean, That's, yeah, I don't know. I'm really, and I made up the True Blood thing about her telling me that she watches True Blood. That's not real. So I really don't. I go, where do they get these things? She's like, I don't know. I go, you got to find out the source because that's not normal.
Well, did, you know.
Although all kids, I mean, we've all done crazy shit and all kids say weird stuff and, you know.
I'm trying to think, like, do they listen to weird music? Do they listen to, like, these.
They listen to, like, you know, Bieber, Taylor Swift.
Okay.
You know, but they're not singing about cannibalism. Taylor Swift is like, this next song is about that boyfriend that dumped you, and then, you know, you think about just fucking eating his lifeless body. 2, 3, 4. Taking out the boyfriend, eating his body, not eating his body the way you think I mean it, but I mean actually cutting it apart and putting it on a plate and chewing on his bones and flesh. And yeah.
Well, that's
that's a pretty good Taylor Swift, by the way. That's the first time.
Going to the top of the charts on iTunes right there with that one. Well, and then
cutting apart his feet and limbs, sucking on his blood and his femur bone.
Oh, my God. Well, now your nieces must be going crazy.
Yeah. Because
Taylor Swift.
What did she do?
She's dating the dude from One Direction.
What?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And, like, the powers of teeny bopper combined, she's now dating a One Direction.
Brad, that sounds like a piece of information that is ready, that is basically setting us up for a segment I like to call.
This week in 12-year-old girl news.
Shut up.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Amanda, did you hear? Did you hear?
Jesse, I did. Okay, so apparently Taylor Swift is dating that guy from One Direction.
Harry Styles. His name is Harry Styles.
Oh, my God, Harry Styles. What a great name, by the way.
By the way, Harry Styles. My big brother says it's the name of a porn star, but it's totally not the name of a porn star.
It could totally be the name of a porn star, but it's also the name of a super hot, young boy.
So dreamy.
Guy. Oh, my God. Good for Taylor Swift, because she went with John Mayer.
Right. And
Jake Gyllenhaal.
They're just bad boys. They're just not right for
her. Any guy who's just like, look at me, I've got tattoos, and like, they're also too old for her. Like, she needs to date somebody her own age.
And then she tried to date someone younger when she did that, like, Kennedy dude. But then, you don't want to be with a Kennedy, because, like, they cheat.
They cheat.
They do not want to be faithful. Once a cheater, always a cheater.
That's what still I always a cheater, say. Always a cheater.
Absolutely. But now, Harry's so dreamy.
He's so dreamy. Oh, my God.
Did you see him in the new Pepsi commercial with Drew Brees?
Oh, my God, no.
Oh, he's in a Pepsi commercial with Drew Brees.
Oh, my God.
Because like, he steals Drew Brees' Pepsi, and then Drew Brees is like, hey, that's my Pepsi, and I'm a big, mean football player. But then Harry's like, no, you're not going to take my Pepsi because this is my Pepsi, and my fans want me to have this Pepsi.
Good for her.
You did darn right.
I only drink Diet Pepsi, though, because real Pepsi has too much fat for you. Oh, my God, I just started my period.
And that has been This Week in 12-Year-Old Girl News.
Which is that's either
we're
girls,
working the kinks out of that segment.
Where that's either girls getting excited about a boy band or being brutally murdered,
or somebody's just dumping piss all over them. God, I know what that reaction sounds like.
I think you do.
Wow.
I think you do, Adam.
Good job. Well,
that was the new This Week in 12-Year-Old Girls news segment. That we're hopefully trying to make that a new thing. We're trying to develop bits for you people.
Yeah.
We're a legitimate show now. You know, we got listeners. We got an Amazon banner to where you can go to bradwilliamscomedy.com, click the Amazon banner, shop all you want on to Amazon, buy all your holiday gifts, and some of that money will go to support this podcast. So, and we take 10% of that and give it to the Friends and Helpers charity for battered women. So that's what you should do, because we're a legitimate show. So we're trying to get bits now. Bits like This Week in 12-Year-Old Girls News. This bits like Interrupting Tony Danza.
Celebrity Serenades, which...
Celebrity Serenades, which we need to bring back.
We'll be back. We're going to have Michael McDonald from Mad TV on in a couple weeks. And he will jump right into that.
And then we just talked to the voice.
Oh, yeah. Huge episode. Ninja Turtle fans. Yeah. We've had Sean Astin on, Lord of the Rings, Goonies, Encino Man, voice of the new Raphael in the new Ninja Turtles cartoon. But
we have
Ron Paulson.
Ron Paulson, who you don't know his name, but you know his voice. He's the voice of Pinky from Pinky and the Brain.
He's also the voice of the original Raphael in the Ninja Turtles.
And then we're going to have him on to, because basically when we have big guests, it's to satisfy the 12-year-old in all of us. We had Mr. Belding on.
Jesus.
We had Jaleel White on. Jesus. Urkel.
Yeah.
And then we're going to have Pinky. Can you imagine Pinky doing a Celebrity Serenades?
Wow.
That's going to happen.
That's going to be incredible.
That's going to happen.
That's going to be incredible.
So that's going to be a few years.
And we're doing a live podcast, our first live one at the Hollywood Improv.
Yeah.
On Wednesday.
Yeah. Let's do that.
That's going to be great.
Fuck yeah, it is. Well,
did you say let's do that?
Yeah.
No, we are doing that.
Okay.
This has been discussed.
Oh, that's right. We have plans. Yeah, we're going to be doing it.
In the book called Dwarf Secrets, they forget stuff that you plan 3 weeks in advance.
We do.
I'm serious about that book, man.
It's
I don't know if you have chapters or you just have different pages or just different sections of like you know, this secret about like love, like the love secrets or the dwarf secrets regarding religion or religion. You know, like the certain things that, you know,
we all prayed to the 2-foot statue. I don't know. Oh,
maybe if a dwarf performs a circumcision, like like it's like 10 years good luck, or like you get discounts at Walmart for the rest
of
your life.
Can you imagine a midget rabbi?
A midget rap? Jesus Christ.
If that's not a buddy cop film.
If that's not a buddy cop film.
I don't know what is. Can I get a booster seat to perform the circumcision?
A booster seat.
He's got to get up there.
That's hilarious.
He's somehow jealous of the kid because his dick's bigger than his.
Maybe, yeah, what happens? Yeah.
So he's got to cut off more.
Maybe you've never been... Maybe what happens is somebody, you've got a giant beard, and some villain shaves your beard, disguises you as a baby, drugs you, and then they end up circumcising you and basically just cutting off your entire penis, and now you're a dickless rabbi. Cue the theme music, dick.
What?
Dickless rabbi. Dickless rabbi, this Friday, John Mayer stars.
Oh, this is the Bigger Than My Body song. Okay. No,
I thought this was the opening montage of Dickless Rabbi.
No, that's going to be the song to Tall Tale. Let's get our blockbusters straight.
Yeah, let's stop making... Hey, can you please, before this episode ends, the music for Dickless Rabbi so I can narrate it? But by the way, that's going to be Bigger Than My Body will be the opening to Tall Tale.
Sure. You're going to somehow find that. If you can find something that matches Dickless Rabbi... Oh, you son of a bitch.
Hello, I'm Randy Newman, and I just want to tell you about a rabbi. Short people got
no reason. Short people. By the way,
no reason to circumcise. No reason to circumcise.
Boy, I didn't realize how off my Randy Newman was until I heard the actual Randy Newman.
Yeah.
I thought he was a lot more nasally.
But by the way, pause that for a second.
Don't want no shug people.
That sounds like a more sober Cosby.
Yeah.
By the way, that is a song by Randy Newman called Short People, and it's saying that short people have no reason to live. We are the only group that they could have done. Oh, by the way, mass genocide okay with this one group of people. Fuck you, Randy Newman.
Yeah, wait a minute. I completely did not even think about that. That's the opening lyric.
It's Short People Have No Reason
and
to Live.
And that's a critically acclaimed song. People love that song.
That goes... Would that song work with any other group? If he just came in like, well, all right, yeah. I can't do Randy Newman. You know,
what if it was like, Jews got no reason to live.
Sing higher!
Yo, and he's
that
also
work.
He's pounding away on the piano, singing and smiling.
Yeah.
It's like an upbeat tune that you're people, when they hear that, go, and then wait, play the chorus, isn't it? Don't want no short people. Wow. Wow, he says it again. Fuck you, Randy Newman.
Fuck, you know what?
No. Round here.
Don't.
Holy shit.
Hi-ho.
Hi-ho.
Short people,
hi-ho.
Get together.
Hi-ho.
Make Dwarf Tron and kill Randy Newman.
Kill Randy Newman.
Fuck that song.
Dude, we just started a fucking all-out war against midgets and fucking Randy Newman.
Damn right. Because that song would not exist if it was like, all right, let's talk about Mexicans, everybody.
Yeah, that's
Mexicans should stay in their own country, not come to our place, unless you
This has been Brad Williams tries to do Randy Newman.
I know. I do terrible impressions.
That was incredible. But you know what was great about that? Your piano mime was great.
Well, it's weird. When you do a Randy Newman, you have to do a piano mime. Yeah. Even if you're just pounding on the table,
yeah.
You have to do – it just kind of gets you in the mood.
This is bullshit,
dude. Fuck that song, man.
What other song – now this just makes me curious. How many other tunes out there are – expressing their desire to wipe the earth of fucking of little people. He couldn't have been more obvious, dude. He could have been like, you know, there's some people out there who can't reach the high chair. Maybe they shouldn't be around anymore. He's just like, yo, sure, people, you don't fucking deserve to breathe anymore. Like, he just was.
I know.
Came out and said it.
What did we do to you, Randy Newman?
Yeah, what did you do to him? That's the question. Let's get down to...
I think a midget fucked his wife.
Something happened.
He walked in on his wife engaging in doggy style with a dwarf standing up.
Yo, look up. Is there an album called Something Happened by Randy Newman? Because if there is, that track is just full of 1 through 12 of just like, walked in from Applebee's. Thought I'd give my wife some flowers. Turns out she's getting fucked by a dwarf. Oops. Now I hate dwarfs. And then track two is, you know.
So mad. What's this?
Hi-ho!
Yeah! Call to action, little people!
Hi-ho!
Let's do this thing!
Now let me ask you this in all seriousness. If we were to organize some sort of a revolt against Randy Newman,
yeah,
what would be the course of action here?
I
think we're definitely meeting Muppet Caper style.
Sure,
where we all huddle in a upstairs. Remember Great Muppet Caper when they're trying to get the baseball diamond back and they all huddle back in the upstairs of the attic. So I'm picturing a bunch of dwarves.
Well, we can huddle
all
anywhere.
The famous dwarves. We all get together.
So. Yeah, you're saying we like you're a part of this? Oh, wait, no, but you are because you're like you're
I'm
like
honorary. You're honorary you're like, Jew. Yeah, I'm honorary
you're
dwarf.
You're like the Jason Segel from the new Muppet movie. Where like
thank you.
Where like your brother.
Yeah, I'm passionate.
Your brother's a Muppet, so you're okay. You're in.
Let me also just say this. I also care about my fucking friends.
Yeah.
So I don't like hearing songs that tell them they shouldn't be alive, man. So let's aside from the fact that I'm, you know. Maybe I just care that fucking Randy Newman's making millions of dollars off of the idea of you not living, man.
Off of
that
promoting
makes me
genocide.
Fucking irate, dude. Oh, and I don't use the word irate very often unless it's to defend the idea that dwarves be exterminated.
By the way, worst Jewish name for a kid ever.
Irate? My name is Irate Rosenbaum.
My mom wanted Ira. My dad wanted Nate. They went with Irate.
Irate. My dad is complicated. My mother dilemma. My aunt.
My aunt.
And my uncle. Gary.
He's adopted.
Yeah.
I think this has been a successful show.
It's been great. Can you play us out with the theme to... No, actually, I said the theme to Dickless Rabbi was short people. So you know what? I guess that movie's not getting made.
No, that's not happening.
Can you, Dick, dealer's choice, play us out.
There we go. Adam, talk about your stuff.
Guys, follow me on Twitter at Adam Ray Comedy. I'll be at the Laugh Factory tonight. I'll be at the Hollywood Improv, 8 and 10 on Saturday. I'll be at the Ice House in Pasadena Thursday at 10 o'clock. And then Brad and I will be in Seattle the 20th through the 22nd. Get your tickets at parlorlive.com. And check out my videos at adamraytv.com. Got a new holiday one coming out soon. I think you're going to dig it.
There you go. Obviously, the date he talked about, bradwilliamscomedy.com. Follow me on Twitter, at funnybrad. Hope you had a good time. This has been the About Last Night show. Please try to remember our names in the morning.
She called me late last night, say she loved me so. Didn't matter anymore. I say she never cared and that she never.
GoCast Network.
If you like listening to comedy, try watching it on the internet. The folks behind the Sideshow Network have launched a new YouTube channel called Wait For It. It's got interviews with comedians like Reggie Watts, Todd Glass, Liza Schlesinger, I've been friends with her for 10 years. One of the funniest people out there, and I still have a hard time with the last name, Liza. Our very own Owen Benjamin, that's me, takes you on a musical journey down internet rabbit holes and much more. You don't have to wait any longer. Just go to youtube.com/waitforitcomedy. There's no need to wait for it anymore, because it's here, and it's funny. And I love you.